It's an evening with Chevelle tonight on Rockline, and Pete and Sam are taking your calls toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK. From the latest CD, Wonder What's Next, this one is called An Evening with El Diablo on Rockline.
We found
An Evening with El Diablo, that's Chevelle from Wonder What's Next, the latest CD. I'm Bob Coburn, and we have Pete and Sam. They're taking your calls toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK. And up next is a call from Modesto, California. Cynthia, you're on Rockline with Chevelle.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is, of all the comparisons, who would you like to most be compared to?
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
You guys sound a lot like Bob Marley. You get compared to Tool a lot and Helmet, too. Where do you stand with
I'd like to get compared to my dad. He's a fairly successful guy. He's raised 7 children. musically, I don't know. That's a good question. We get Helmet a lot, which I like a lot. I think that's a great comparison because they're a big influence. Paige Hamilton was a big influence when we were growing up and what Helmet was doing. So I think that's a great one. The Tool one is cool, too. I mean, they're a great band, and I think that's an honor to be put in a category with those kind of bands, which are very influential.
Do you guys think you sound like either of those bands? I don't. I was just curious what you guys think.
The Tool one, no, not at all. Actually,
a little touch of Helmet in there, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit on the first record. There's more of a Helmet-y esque thing.
Right.
We actually dedicated the first record to them and thank them in our second record. So we're big Paige Hamilton Helmet fans.
Yeah,
so.
Paige Hamilton's got a new band coming out too with Gino from Filter is playing guitar and a couple other big people. What's it called?
I believe it's called Gandhi.
Yeah, I think it is.
Something like that.
It's not out yet, but we're really excited about that. So
they're like, we haven't released the name yet.
Yeah, well, they have now.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the new Gandhi CD. He hasn't done one for quite a while. Now, you mentioned 7 children, so there's 4 boys and 3 girls?
Yeah, now we got 9 nieces and nephews, and man, it's so fun. I love the little kids. They're crazy cool.
Wow, what do the girls in the family do? besides have children.
Yeah.
Two oldest ones are married and have kids.
Families.
And they take care of the kids. But our youngest sister, Natalie, is actually getting married to one of our oldest best friends in October. So we're actually excited about that because he's a great guy and
amazing drummer and in
amazing
a band
drummer.
Called Lift Point. So we're going to plug them there.
We'll plug Lift Point. You guys should check that out.
Yeah.
Just plug away.
LiftPoint1.com.
One of the good things about Rockline, just keep on plugging away. Cynthia, thanks so much for your call. Listening to FM 99 right now. It's Danny. You're in the show. Danny, hi.
How you doing? I just want to say, Sam, Pete, you sound great. You guys got great music going there. And I was just had 2 questions for you. Number one is, what band did you look up to the most when you were growing up? And number 2 is, which band do you listen to the most now other than yourself?
Yeah, we don't really listen to our own record very much anymore because it's like we play it every day. But I'm listening to, right now, like constantly, I'm listening to Mudvayne's new record, and I'm listening to the Pulse Ultra record, which is a band from Montreal, Canada. And I love the record, the Pulse Ultra record. I love everything about it, but the drummer, Max, is amazing. He's great. He's like really influential right now. But as far as your first question, when I was a very new musician, when I was a drummer, in the beginning, I listened to this band called Firehose. And Firehose was a band made up of a punk band called the Minutemen. And then D. Boone, the singer, died and started Firehose. And it's great musicians. Mike Watt came out of that band. And Mike Watt's a famous, very big-time bass player guy in the whole industry. And that was like my thing when I was growing up.
This is Pete. I'm answering the question.
You're Pete. How you doing?
Yeah, when I was starting to write music, I looked up to singers, vocalists like Chris Cornell from Soundgarden and Layne Staley from Alice in Chains. And as far as the music I'm listening to right now, the new Deftones record, and actually something kind of off the wall, it's Punjabi MC's record. I picked it up in England, and it's got this really strange
Knight Rider
hip-hop theme song.
That's
or whatever.
That's the Asian Indian hip-hop thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, crazy cool.
And it's so different that I figured I'd check it out. And they actually use the theme song from Magnum P.I., in there too, so it's actually
that's rad,
one of the songs
dude.
In there, so it's pretty kick-ass.
I was actually listening to CKY's new record tonight too.
I like CKY's album. That's a really
awesome.
Good album. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
conceptually, performance-wise, everything. Now, you mentioned Chris Cornell. Chris has the angst thing cornered, don't you think? I mean, he's pretty much got it down. I mean, that song, Like a Stone, it's mournful.
He's such a cool guy, though. Just to stand next to him and talk with him just like about normal stuff, you sit there and you're like, damn, man, this guy is rad. he's always cool.
He's a humble guy, and he's someone that we've looked up to for a long time. So he's on Epic with Audioslave, and all those guys are great. So we got a chance to hang out, and actually we did a few shows in Europe with them. So
yeah, and then we just did a couple more in Germany. Yeah, with them too. So
a great combination with Chris and the three guys
and
from Rage.
And a great band and a great record too. Mm-hmm. That record is just it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it is all the way through. We're going to play a song that's not on your album, Wonder What's Next. It's on the Daredevil soundtrack, Until You're Reformed. Are you guys doing this live? Is it getting any treatment in concert now?
Yeah, actually, we just started playing it on the Music as a Weapon tour. Mm-hmm. We've started fitting it in there. With Disturbed and Taproot and all those.
And it's going to be on a DVD, actually, that's coming out, too.
Mm-hmm.
A live DVD.
Yeah. It was nice for us to kind of throw it out there and start playing a new tune. So we're going to be playing it on Ozfest, too.
Look forward to the DVD and enjoy the song right now, Until You're Reformed. It's Chevelle on Rockline. Till You're Reformed. That's from the Daredevil soundtrack. It's Chevelle. We'll continue with Sam and Pete and your calls in just a moment. I'm Bob Coburn. You're listening to Rockline. Our number's toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK.
Manny Moe and Jack talk about the Futura tire sale.
Time to hurry into Pep Boys and save up to 20% on tires for cars like Camry, Taurus, Intrepid, and most minivans.
Our best-selling 55,000-mile Futura tires are from only $35 to $50 each.
That's right, Moe. Our folks can save on our 80,000-mile Futura touring tires. Starting at $45, they go no higher than $60 each.
It's the Pep Boys Futura tire sale,
where you save big
on a big selection. See store for details.
Pep Boys, we're car people.
Hey, Carrot Top here with 1-800-CALL-ATT for collect calls on my new show, The Dating Call, where I get to choose from three lovely girls. Okay, lady number one, what do you think of when I say dial down the center with 1-800-CALLATT?
I think of little cuddly puppies.
Right. Okay, lady number two.
It's free for you and cheap for them.
Cue the music. We got a winner. Come on, number two.
Need to make a collect call? Just dial down the center with 1-800-CALL-ATT and save on every call.
Savings versus dialing zero with MCI for interstate calls.
Life is full of decisions. For example, driving through a bird sanctuary with your sunroof open?
Ah. Ooh.
Now that's a bad decision. Fortunately, buying a GM-certified used vehicle that's fully reconditioned and backed by GM is always a good decision. GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car.
Now qualified buyers get 3.9% APR financing on select GM-certified used vehicles from participating Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC dealers. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by June 30th, 2003. See dealer for details or call 1-888-999-7880.
Joe is regretful.
Man, am I regretful!
The problem is Joe just bought a used car.
Why did I do it? Why?
And Joe didn't use Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. And now he might have made a $10,000 mistake.
Here's the wound! Here's the salt! Mix it up!
Sorry, Joe. Next time, go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax report and get the truth about used cars.
Yeah, Carfax. Heard you the first time.
Carfax, Carfax,
yeah,
Carfax.
Come on.
Oh, here. Oh, no, not here.
Oh,
God.
Rockline.